Well, it's time for our sports desk today, and I'm going to kick it off, Sam, if I can, please, because the Black Caps, we've hardly given them a mention this morning, but we should, because they're now 2-1 up in this series against Pakistan, and I honestly did not see this coming, particularly when they were rolled for rock and roll for 90 in the very first game that they could play. The first one was rained out. They now lead the series 2-1, 178-7 overnight, and that was on the back of Robinson fronting up pretty much on debut along with his Wellington teammate. So Robinson and Blundell put on 56 for the first wicket in double quick time. Foxcroft, 34. He's developing okay. And Bracewell, 27. They were the main contributors. And then they reduced Pakistan in quite a close game, actually, to 174-8. Stars of the show there were the young bowlers, O'Rourke and Sears. Between them, they bowled their 8 overs and took 5 for 54. So that's a very good sign. And Michael Bracewell also 4 overs, no maidens, 1 for 31. Gosh, that's a good performance. It is a very strong Pakistan side looking to develop for the World Cup. And of that squad that we've got up to 14 players missing. 14 players missing. And we don't win in Pakistan. We just don't. Well, we are. Staggering. Great result.
Yeah, and you talk about warriors down on troops and the like, and it's nothing compared to this. This is really noteworthy, in my opinion, Smithy. What I love about it was that, as you mentioned, the scores were close. They had to bowl their 20 overs out, and they had to keep their nerve to keep the score down. So you come within 4 runs of being at a tie of the game. That means it's all on at the last ball. It's great to see them be able to push ahead and make it a contest like that. But, geez, I tell you what, we've been talking about how this series is kind of, feel disrespected. I don't think Pakistan are feeling disrespected. Probably a little bit embarrassed right now after the washout. Yeah. I mean, they can't lose the series, Smithy. One more game to go. They can't lose the series. And maybe, just maybe, a few of these names have put themselves in the frame to be selected for this T20 World Cup. Who knows? As far as where the bodies are going to be at for some of these IPL players and some of the other injuries that have been floating around. So, thoroughly impressive.
Monday, we'll find out Monday. Gary Stead and Sam Wells reveal their World Cup team for the T20 World Cup in the United States and, of course, the West Indies. Sam, talk about a contest, and it was at the cricket, but it certainly wasn't in those other two remaining NRL games, not looking at the scorecards anyway.
No, the Roosters put on an absolute clinic. They were amazing against the Dragons. The Dragons didn't, they scored first and might have had a little bit of kind of hope in their belly, given their performance against the Warriors the week before. And I'll put my hand up here. I thought it could go either way, but I tipped the Dragons. And how far off is that with that scorecard? But what set the Roosters apart, Smithy? The kicking game of Sam Walker was phenomenal. And those who are criticising the Warriors' kicking game right now, fair play, the results aren't coming through. You watch this, every halfback, every coach in the competition from, I don't care whether you're the top or the bottom, you should analyse and watch Sam Walker's kicking game. It was a thing of beauty. He had the ball on a string. It was chip and chase working through, kicking across to the wings, finding space everywhere. And nailing, by the way, 10 out of 10 conversions, including some ones very far out as well. It was one of the most dominant kicking displays I can remember in a very long time. So, yep, the Roosters were good. They've just ripped through the Dragons, and once they dropped their head, the Dragons, that was it. And the difference between that and the Warriors, besides the final scoreline, the Warriors against the Dragons, when they had opportunities, they didn't score enough points. 6 points was not going to be enough of a lead from the position that they had. Whereas the Roosters, once they got themselves in a run, it was bang, bang, bang. They scored in the 10th minute, in the 16th minute, in the 26th minute. So they took the wind right out of the sails. And again, 2 more tries just before halftime as well. So it was a pretty phenomenal watch.
Brilliant. Absolutely. That's fantastic. And the Storm, eh? 54-20. I just did a quick summation of those 3 games last night. Over 203 points or 203 or 204 points. It's an amazing amount. Shows some great attacking skills. Not sure it says a lot for some of the defensive play.
Fair call. Very fair. I think there was all the teams that lost, and even in the occasion of the Titans, there'll be some defensive reads that they'll be not looking forward to watching again on review. But look, the Bunnies have been dreadful, as we know, there by the, what was expected of them. The three tries, they scored three tries in 10 minutes, but that when the game was well and truly gone. So the score's even an unfair reflection in that regard. It was, should have been a bigger belting. But this is the first time we've really seen the Storm let loose. They've been, you know, good at scoring points, but they haven't like run dominant like this season. They've kind of been in a lot of contests and finding a way to win, but they went absolutely gangbusters. Xavier Coates has been on a tear. He scored a hat trick within the first half, but he came off injured, so he's looked to potentially set to miss some footy now. But yeah, geez, they were good. And Jerome Hughes again, wonderful as a halfback. It's every time he plays like that, I just think I'm so glad that guy's a Kiwi. He is made for Test Rugby League, in my opinion, with his toughness and his all-round game, and he's improved so much. So, man, the Storm are absolutely flying, Smithy.
Well, we had Cameron George on, and he was saying there has been no contact and no interest in Jerome Hughes going to the Warriors, although there are rumours that he's on the move somewhere